For his company on this New Year's Eve here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. 30 more minutes with us, and then we're going to hand you off to ESPN Radio's coverage of the ReliaQuest Bowl between Alabama and Michigan. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Parker Kelly. We are broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Spent most of the show on the Titans today, as they are currently in line to have the number 2 overall pick, and that could change with a win on Sunday against the Texans, could get better with a loss and a Patriots win. We'll have to see how that all sorts itself out. We're going to move on because we have real football to talk about tonight. Penn State, Boise State. We hit on it a little bit earlier on in the show. But guys, first quarterfinal game of the 12-team college football playoff era. And this one is interesting. Penn State, I think we'd all agree, is the better team. Boise State, coming from the Mountain West, really haven't played a difficult schedule, although they were in it with Oregon in Autzen early in the season. But the X factor is Ashton Jeanty. You've got the best running back in the country. And if Boise's going to win this game, they need him to take over multiple game-changing plays if they're going to knock off the Nittany Lions.
Yeah. It all comes down to him, doesn't it? It's Jeanty or bust, to be honest with you. I don't know. I said this earlier in the show. I don't see this one being close. I feel like Penn State's going to grab the momentum early and run away with it. I don't know. I just feel like Penn State has such an easy path to the semifinals. It's not even funny. And that's more of a seeding thing. But I just feel like Penn State's the better team on paper. I feel like they run away with this one pretty handily.
I mean, I don't think they go pretty handedly. I think it's going to be pretty tight in regards to this game. I think it's going to be kind of what Connor was saying about the Georgia-Notre Dame game, one in the trenches. I think it's kind of be the same thing for Penn State, Boise State. Obviously, you're going to use Warren, the tight end slash H-back fullback for Penn State in most regards to their offense. But as for Boise State, the run game is obviously what they've been kind of piggybacking on all year with Ashton Jeanty. I think this Penn State defense is going to be going to have probably their toughest test of the year when it comes to run game stuff. I mean, I think I'm reading here on ESPN's website that they're top 10 nationally in this defensive category of fourth against the run, 100.4 yards allowed per game. I mean, Ashton Jeanty is a guy that's putting north of 100 every game. So that's something you got to watch out for.
Yeah, Penn State, it is interesting just looking at the way the draw came out. We talked about this with Oregon getting such a tough draw, probably having to go through Ohio State and Texas to get to the national championship game. Penn State probably facing the two least talented teams in the playoff.
Yeah.
SMU, Boise State.
You could throw Arizona State.
Like Arizona, but I think Arizona State, they've been a power conference team for a long time. SMU, this is their first year in the ACC. Mm. Boise State in the Mountain West. I think in terms of just talent, SMU and Boise State are probably the two worst teams in the playoffs. Not saying that Boise State couldn't win this game, but that's just kind of the way it goes. It's terrible the way this is sorted out. And we talked about this in the first hour, but the fact that Oregon beat Penn State in the Big Ten Championship and Penn State gets a better road to the national championship than Oregon does. I get it. Penn State has to play an extra game, but like, it's ridiculous that that's the way this format has it worked out. Mm.
Connor and I talked about this last week when you were filling in for Jared, but
yeah.
This 12-team playoff killed any hope of having a Cinderella. Two years ago when TCU was in the national championship versus Georgia, and then Cincinnati when they played Alabama, is 2018, 2019, mm-hmm. That was the best shot of a Cinderella that we're getting. And now Cinderella means that you go all the way. Boise State may win this game tonight. I don't think it will happen, but they could. But then they'd have to play the winner of Georgia, Notre Dame. They'd have to go on to either play Ohio State, Texas, or Oregon. It's just not going to happen.
Can you really call them a Cinderella too? I mean, they're the 3 seed with a bye.
Yeah.
But in what world should they have had that in the first place?
Right.
No, it would be a Cinderella run if Boise State won 2 games to get to the national championship. Despite being the 3 seed, they are the 10th, 11th, 12th best team in in this 12-team playoff.
Yeah.
So I think Penn State's going to win this game, and we're going to make our picks coming up in our final segment coming up next. But I think Boise State has a chance purely because they have a legit game-breaking player on offense. And James Franklin, yeah, you beat SMU at home in the first one. I don't think that that gives James Franklin a pass on all of the can't-do-it-when-the-lights-come-on allegations. So I don't know. This is one where James Franklin, you're playing in the Fiesta Bowl, a chance to get into the Final Four, which for James Franklin, that's been the issue, is he's always been kind of on the outside looking in these four-team playoffs. He's got himself a perfect path to get to the Final Four. Can he do it? We're going to have to see.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure, but we're going to make our picks coming up in the next segment.
What a tease. That was good. That was really good. I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards the same way Jake Lyman is about Penn State. James Franklin obviously has that knack for, you know, like you said, not one of the big game, but there's something about this Boise State offense, not just Ashton Jeanty, but if they are able to manipulate the run game to where they can open up a play action, that's going to be the downfall of Penn State tonight, if that is the case.
That's the thing, though. If Jeanty is out or off, if he – I'm going to tell you this. If he rushes for under 100 yards tonight, there is no chance in hell they win this
game. Oh, yeah. He's got to go for 152 touchdowns if they want a chance in this game.
Oh, yeah.
And if they – even with that, I think Boise State would need at least two other wow plays to win this game, whether that's a big turnover or a play in the passing game. They need Jeanty to be – his usual self, and they probably need a little bit more to win this game.
100%. Yeah.
Could it happen? 100%. Yes. It remains to be seen whether it will.
Yeah.
So, should be a fun one tonight. We're going to make all our picks again for the college football quarterfinals. I know you guys did it on
That's
Saturday,
okay.
But I wasn't there. I'd like to give my picks. Parker wasn't there either.
Yeah, so, Parker wasn't there.
Yeah, so two of us will make new picks. You guys can say yours again. You can change them at this point.
I'm leaning, yeah. This is tough. I don't know.
Are you going to make some changes?
I might.
Okay.
I actually might.
Awesome.
The most electric duo in sports talk radio has to celebrate the green team.
That's right.
Right.
That is right.
Yeah.
That's right.
We have to.
Okay.
That's a good tease right there.
It is a good tease.
Sounds good. Let's do it. Coming up next, final segment here on this New Year's Eve edition of Four's Company on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Final segment of Four's Company in 2024. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, and Parker Kelly with you. We're leading you right up to coverage of the ReliaQuest Bowl, Alabama and Michigan. ESPN Radio's coverage starts right after us at 10:30, so no need to change the dial. After that, South Carolina, Illinois, and then the Preds taking on the Wild. Pregame coverage at 6 right here on The Game. Going to make our picks here for the college football quarterfinals. I know you guys made them on Saturday. We're going to do them again. Let's start with Penn State and Boise State, the game we were just talking about. Broncos and Nittany Lions. Winner moves on to the semifinals. We get the winner of Notre Dame and Georgia. Connor Newt, lead us off.
I'm sorry, I spaced out. What was the game?
Penn State, Boise State.
Oh, okay.
The game tonight.
The game tonight. Okay, I think Penn State runs away pretty wildly against Boise State. I just don't think Boise State matches up well against Penn State. I think Penn State has the easy path to the semifinals, and I think it starts tonight. And I think they hold Ashton Jeanty under 100.
Last weekend I said they were going to cover the spread, Boise State. I'm kind of leaning that way again. I am going to stick to my guns. Penn State wins by 6 points. And Ashton Jeanty does have a game over 100 yards, say 140.
Well, I don't want to do it, but I'm going to go Penn State. I'm going to be rooting for Boise State tonight, and I think most people will be, but I do think Penn State gets it done and moves on. Parker Kelly, are you making it a clean sweep?
I'm making it a clean sweep, and here's a little padlock stat for you. So Ashton Jeanty is going to be the clear and obvious X factor here, but Ashton Jeanty could go off for 200 yards and it not be enough.
Yeah.
Example, he rushed for 192 yards versus Oregon and they still lost. So they're going to need that defensive front to step up. That front seven's really good, especially when they blitz. That secondary is a bit of a question mark, so they're going to need to step up as well. But I'm going Penn State.
All righty. We are four across on the Nittany Lions as we will get game one tonight. Heading into tomorrow, three games on New Year's Day, and it starts at, is it an 11 a.m.? Yeah, 12 o'clock Central Time. Texas and Arizona State, 4-5 matchup. Nick Frazier, where are you going with this one?
Man, I think Arizona State, no, I'm just kidding, Texas. Texas will win the whole way. This is going to be a blowout. I think Texas might actually put up 40 points and see Arch Manning get a rushing touchdown while he's at it. So,
yeah. Connor?
Yeah, hook 'em. I'm with Nick Frazier. I think this one's going to be a blowout, too. I think Quinn Ewers, I think I said three passing touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that happens. I could see an Arch Manning rushing touchdown, too. I don't think this one's going to be close at all.
Here's my upset pick.
Don't do it.
Forks up.
Oh, no.
Forks up. I'm going with Arizona State.
Pat Tillman is smiling upon you.
I don't know if Ashton Jeanty is enough to carry Boise State to the win, but I think Cam Scataboo getting a week or two off with that bye, I think he is going to carry Arizona State to a win and beat Texas.
Really? In the year 2024?
Yep.
The year of our Lord?
Uh-huh.
On Tennessee radio?
I mean,
on Tennessee radio, yeah.
On Tennessee radio.
My jaw has dropped. I did not expect Jake Lyman.
I mean, I don't want to give away my picks, but I'm going one big upset, okay. And I think Arizona State pulls it off. I think, you know, we're getting into the quarterfinals where I think you could see one upset. We saw none of them in the first round. I don't think it's going to go chalk. And I'm going to go with Arizona State to beat Texas.
The Sun Devils.
Not so fast, Jake Lyman.
Woo! Golly.
This is the best defense in college football. And this is just going to be exactly what Ohio State, what we saw in Ohio State, Tennessee. Texas's caliber of roster and coaching staff are just far better than Arizona State. I have immense amount of respect for Kenny Dillingham, the Sun Devils. This is a game that Arizona State will not win. Give me the Longhorns. Hook 'em.
I'll lone wolf it. I was I didn't get a chance to do a victory lap. My one time I called in from Memorial and did the picks with you a couple weeks ago. Did go perfect on that one. I had the Bills to beat the Chiefs. No. The Lions. The Bills to beat the Lions.
Yeah.
I had Navy beating Army, and then the Bengals to beat the Titans.
Major change in the standings.
I know.
Someone tell Jake Wallman the standings have moved.
Yeah, the standings have been updated. Let's move on. Ohio State and Oregon. This one, the marquee matchup, 4 o'clock kick tomorrow from the Rose Bowl. Do the Ducks get it done, or do the Buckeyes move on to the semifinals?
It's crazy to look at the line for this game because Ohio State is favored by 2.5, and Oregon's the underdog, and they're the number one overall seed. I'm taking Oregon. They're probably best on paper and best on the field.
Yeah, Ohio State, 2.5-point favorite. Connor, do
you guys
the
go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go Buckeyes.
Okay. Coach Lyman.
Yeah, I gotta stand for my Buckeye brethren because...
Are you proud to be from Ohio?
I couldn't beat the Ducks. Hopefully, Ryan Day can. I'll go with Ohio State to move on, which would give us an Arizona State-Ohio State semifinal.
Oh, God.
Do you want to go or do you want Parker to go
first? Let him go.
Okay, Parker, go first.
Connor, should we play the music? Should we play the fight song?
You read my mind.
I don't have it pulled up, but if you want to go real quick, I'll get it pulled up.
Why do you think I wanted to go last?
I figured.
So here's the thing. This game is currently at, I believe it was at FanDuel. It's right at a pick'em. Ohio State's favored by 2.5. And there's probably a little recency bias going into this game since we saw Ohio State play last against Tennessee. If they play the way they did against the Vols, Ohio State will win this game. However, games are not played on paper. They are played on the field. Oregon's going to be ready to go. Dan Lanning's going to have his team fired up. Give me Oregon, but it's very close.
I'm with you. I think it's close. I think it's very close. I think it's a field goal game. But I'm taking Oregon as well. This is Coach Newt's team. I'm going to wear the hat tomorrow. The duck hat. Do you know the legend of the duck hat?
I don't.
I got a duck hat for Christmas.
Oh.
Coach Newt. I support the
you
Ducks.
You could rep the squad.
And I'm wearing a duck shirt.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Parker's got the duck shirt
on. Save the Ducks.
I guess save the Ducks.
I'm lone wolfing it on both of those games. So
that's all right. I'll probably lone wolf it up next.
All right. Last game of the night. Tomorrow, 7:45 kick, Notre Dame, Georgia in the Sugar Bowl.
Mm.
Connor Newt.
Give me the Irish. I think I've said it before, this game's won in the trenches. I have the edge on Notre Dame's backfield. I think Jeremiah Love has a big game. I think he rushes for 2 touchdowns, and I think – I don't know. I don't think Gunnar Stockton. I almost said Gunnar Henderson. I don't think Gunnar Stockton is enough to get Georgia over the hump. I think the Irish make their way to the semifinals, take on Penn State. Yeah. So we'd have Penn State, Notre Dame, and then Oregon and Texas. It's a good semifinal.
Nick Frazier?
I am leaning the other way. I think Gunnar Stockton is, like I said before in the show, the next Stetson Bennett, and he will lead this Bulldog offense to victory. And I'm saying it's going to be more of a 27-24 ball game. It's probably where I'm leaning towards it, but I think Georgia wins by a small margin of a field goal.
Play like a champion today. I'm going Irish.
We're splitting.
I'm going Irish.
Oh, yeah.
Parker?
Georgia's never really been a quarterback-centric team under Kirby Smart besides this year. And when they became a quarterback-centric team, this isn't the typical Georgia team that we've seen. While they did win the SEC, Carson Beck has turned the ball over a lot, thrown 12 picks on the season. He will not be available. He is out, and he's also declared for the NFL draft. I'm telling you guys, this team is going to elevate their game because of who's in at quarterback. I think Notre Dame is very capable of winning this game. I believe the Irish are very, very good. They've improved greatly since the NIU loss, but Georgia's going to be too much to handle. Give me the Dogs.
All right, we're split on that one. Those are the picks, and that'll do it for us. Been a fun show, guys. Glad we could hang out for 3.5 hours here on New Year's Eve. Hope you enjoy the rest of your New Year's Eve and have a great start to 2025. We've got college football for the next few hours, starting with the ReliaQuest Bowl. Alabama and Michigan coming up next here on 102.5 and 106.3, The Game.
See ya!